This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content. Everything you see on the front page of the site, the numbered items as you scroll down the page, all of those were created by listeners like you. So when you find something online that you think is interesting, that you think our listeners would enjoy, and that we would enjoy as hosts of the show, you submit it as show prep, and then others will vote on it, and you get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. Now, the page from which they come is the upcoming stories page. So if you go to freetalklive.com, one of the first things you want to do once you're logged in is go to the upcoming stories page and then vote on the freshest stories on the site so they can hopefully be promoted. Or if they're terrible, you can vote them down and keep them from being promoted. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. Ian here with you tonight.
Jay and Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray joining us as well here. And, of course, you can join us at 855-450-FREE. We've been all over the map for those of you just tuning in tonight. Everything from international trade issues to pot and parenting.
Yeah, I wanted to say something else about that
Sure. Before
we started a new topic.
Yep, and by the way, coming up, we can talk about grinding on the subway. But go ahead, pot and parenting.
Well, I wanted to talk about my dad again. When he came home from dinner parties that he went to with my mom,
mm-hmm.
and he smelled like alcohol, he was an amazing, loving dad.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I can imagine someone telling a very different story about a father coming home smelling like alcohol, but my dad was
the friendly drunk.
Exactly. And he'd pick me up and throw me around, and it was beautiful.
Aw, that's really heartwarming. See, I don't have any experience like that. I don't even remember my parents drinking as they were as I was growing up. I know that when I was a teenager, I would see them bring out a wine bottle like every now and then, like I mean a couple times a year. Now that doesn't mean they weren't drinking secretly or something like that. I haven't the slightest clue, but I always got the impression that they were not, you know, they weren't like prohibitionists or anything like that, but they just weren't really alcohol drinkers. So I can't relate.
Yeah, well, my dad was just a great father to begin with, and in at different times, he was a different kind of a great father.
Awesome. That's good for you, man. Congratulations on that. You're certainly welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. What was your experience as a young person growing up with a, let's just say, drug-using parents? I mean, because alcohol is a drug, and posted recently over at freekeen.com a video from Cop Block where there are a couple of really drunken teachers on the streets of Keene, New Hampshire. Or one of them claimed to be a teacher. And they were trying to explain to us why drugs are bad, but alcohol, that's fine. And alcohol is a very hard drug. And in the hands of a lot of people, alcohol will make them more violent, will make them more, you know, less caring towards other human beings. And so if you were, you know, raised in a family where drug use was condoned or acceptable, or the parents were using drugs with you growing up, you know, I'd be interested to hear about that and what, you know, how, what kind of an effect that had on your life. Or as a parent, how are you raising your kids today as they're growing up? Are you allowing them to see your use of mind-altering substances, or are you keeping that quiet? Are you hiding that from them while still using those mind-altering substances? And what is that, you know, what is that? Is there something wrong with that? It seems dishonest to me.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from a cannabis-using parent, although I think if I was one, I wouldn't call in and talk about how I was doing it.
Well, I mean, you don't have to give us your real name and where it is you're actually calling from. I mean, are you concerned about some sort of federal government or state government coming in after you?
Yeah, anything like that.
Certainly, Child Protective Services or Department of Children and Families or whatever the alphabet agency is called in your state would definitely be interested in finding out who you are. But, you know, they're not going to have access to the caller ID records of our network. So you'd probably be pretty safe. Or you could always say, someone I know has kids and uses cannabis.
That's a dead giveaway, Ian. Nobody's going to fall for that.
So you're welcome to share with us your experience, whether it's as a child growing up or as a parent. We'd love to hear from you. And 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is it irresponsible to advocate some level of honesty about this with kids when they're growing up? Is it irresponsible to advocate parents be able to share some of these experiences. As you had said, Johnny Ray, when you were growing up, you had the ability to access a beer or, you know, a glass of wine as you were growing up, and it wasn't the end of the world.
Right.
Do you feel like that had an effect on your ability to drink more in a safer manner when you became a teenager, or were you just, you know, going all S crazy and drinking all over the place?
No, I would say that I was still infatuated with alcohol, mm-hmm. like everybody, like all my friends in high school were. The one formative experience I can remember was a day after a party that I had thrown, and there was more alcohol around than I could do anything with, and there were drugs, and I just realized that drinking more or using more drugs is not going to make me feel any better,
mm-hmm.
and I feel pretty bad right now, and that taught me something, that drugs and alcohol don't really make you happy.
And when did you learn that? As a teenager?
That was when I was young, yeah. I was probably 19, maybe 20.
I don't know.
No. It was younger than
that. Okay. I had my first real lesson when I was 17 and drank at a friend's house. It was my 17th birthday. I drank to the point where I blacked out, and the only time I've ever gotten that drunk. And drank to the point where I blacked out and found myself, when I finally came to around 3 in the morning, I was on a man's front porch, passed out on that front porch. I had vomited, and apparently I had gone to his house and pounded on his front door at, you know, whatever time of the morning it was, about having to take a dump or something like that. And I guess I had thought that I was back at my friend's house, but in point of fact, wasn't. And this guy came downstairs with some sort of a gun, and I guess held me at gunpoint until the police arrived.
And you still wound up on his front porch?
I passed out at some point. I don't know, you know, what transpired between the police coming and me arriving at his front porch. I don't know what the interaction was, because I don't remember any of it. Everything I know is from what I was told by people after the fact.
Now, at this point, I have to ask you if you woke up with anything in your pants that didn't belong there.
What does that mean?
You said something about having to take a dump.
Oh, I don't think so. No, right. Definitely not. I don't know. That's just the story I'm told. I don't know what I was yelling about, and who knows what was actually happening. But that was my first, you know, real lesson. And as a result of that, I didn't come to the conclusion that alcohol wasn't going to make me happy, because I wasn't, you know, coming at it from that perspective. I was just a teenager and wanted to, you know, drink with my friends.
Uh-huh.
But I did come to the conclusion that it's an incredibly powerful drug. And I stayed away from it for 5 years after that.
Well, uh-huh. Yeah, and it has the power to make you very unhappy.
855-450-FREE. Let's go to Emberly. She's listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Emberly, you're on with Ian and Johnny Ray.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Johnny Ray.
Hey, Emberly.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead.
I was just listening, and I heard you guys talk about parenting and drug use.
Yeah.
And, I grew up with parents who both drank alcohol and used drugs as well. And I have to say that the drug use was not nearly as destructive as the alcohol consumption that my parents partook of.
Really? Now, what kind of drugs are we talking about?
I'm sorry?
What kind of drugs?
Well, both my parents are, avid cannabis users. And, you know, I know that, like, in the late 80s, they used cocaine.
Mm.
I think, you know, I don't know about any other drugs, that I didn't see them take any other kinds of drugs but cocaine and marijuana.
Are they still avid cannabis users?
I know that my mother is. I'm not sure about my dad. I haven't talked to him in a long time. But, yeah, my mom still is.
Emberly, can you stand by? I want to hear more about your experience, if that's all right.
Sure.
All right, more with Emberly here in a moment. Your calls are certainly welcome if you'd like to add your thoughts in here to this discussion. 855-450-FREE, raising kids with or without the use of drugs in the house, and if so, how they should be handled, how that situation is best approached. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 18th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.5970. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $18.0305, $901.53 for a half ounce, or $450.76 for a quarter ounce. That's $18.0305, $901.53, and $450.76.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and a $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, libertarian for president.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can get signed up for our news updates. You can go to news.freetalklive.com. Follow us via email, which is kind of the classic way to get information about Free Talk Live. We will send you the most important info that way. But if you're following us on Twitter or Facebook, you get even more than just the news. You'll get updates during the show, questions, observations, some show prep here and there, and whatever else we feel is appropriate to put onto Twitter and Facebook. You can join us there over at news.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to both our Twitter and Facebook there, and sign up for whatever it is that is most interesting to you. In fact, we're doing Twitter Tuesdays now, and so we're in the middle of Twitter Tuesday, actually getting toward the end of Twitter Tuesday at the moment. And so the way Twitter Tuesdays is working is if you, on Tuesday or late Monday night, if you on Tuesday will tweet at us, meaning doing an @ Free Talk Live, all run together as one word, if you tweet @ Free Talk Live, then we will see that, because that's what happens when you do an @ symbol in front of the Twitter handle, is we see it, and then we can click on your profile and follow you as a result. So if you want Free Talk Live to follow you on Twitter, all you have to do is tweet @ Free Talk Live. And actually, we just put up a Twitter account for Free Keen, which is my blog site, where several people are bloggers, and it's a great way to kind of keep up to date with the liberty activism that's going on, not just in Keene, New Hampshire, but all across New Hampshire. And so if you're interested at all in what's going on up here with the Free State Project, it's a great site for you to check out. So Free Keen now also has a Twitter, and we're doing Twitter Tuesday there as well. Actually, we're doing Twitter introduction, like anybody that tweets @ Free Keen is also going to get followed by the Free Keen account. So you can kind of double your Twitter Tuesday today. You can tweet @ Free Talk Live and @ Free Keen, and you'll have two accounts following you, to the Free Keen and the Free Talk Live. Have I explained this sufficiently, Johnny Ray, because I'm still new to the Twitter thing?
I'm reading my live read, so I haven't been paying attention to you one bit.
All right, well, go ahead with tell me about the Freedom Cam.
When it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection, the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. This easy-to-use unit has video cameras recording all around and inside your vehicle. It also has a built-in microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving route and speed. For traffic stops and all other driving incidents, protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net.
Let's go to Emberly. She's in New Hampshire. Emberly, you're on Free Talk Live. You were telling us before we had to go to the break there that you were raised in a household where the parents were avid marijuana smokers. They also were drinkers. You had the most negative experience when they were drunk. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, especially my mother, my dad would just get kind of mellow and chill out, but my mom, depending on what she drank, you know, if she was drinking just beer, she would get very emotional. If she was drinking, like, in particular scotch or whiskey, then she had potential to get very violent.
Oh my.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was kind of scary, you know, with her, you know, drinking like that. But when they smoked pot, especially my mother, it would be like the most calm and loving experience in our household was if they were smoking pot.
Now, how did they treat you? I mean, how aware of this were you? At what age did you become aware? Were they hiding it for a period of time? What was your experience growing up?
Yeah, I know that they didn't, like, advertise it when we were really young. I guess I first really noticed it when I was about 8 or 9. And when I was 9 years old, I went through a period of incredible insomnia. And that was the first time that I ever smoked pot was when I was 9 years old. My mother just got, like, really, really tired of me not sleeping. And I remember distinctly we were sitting on her bed and I was crying because I was so tired, but I just couldn't sleep. And she said, well, have some of this, just take a little bit of this, just inhale a little bit, and then you'll go to sleep just fine. And she was so right. One little tiny smoke and I was passed out.
So now somebody's going to hear that and say that was irresponsible. She shouldn't have done that. Marijuana is a terrible drug, and children certainly shouldn't be smoking. What is your response to that?
I completely disagree. Marijuana is a plant, and, you know, I see nothing wrong with people smoking marijuana at all. I have no disagreement with anyone who smokes pot. I think that it's the most natural and least harmful drug that, if it can even be considered a drug, in my opinion, it's really not. It's just a plant. But it's the most comfortable and easy thing, I think, for people. it makes people calm, and it just makes people nicer.
Yep, you certainly don't hear about people beating on each other after smoking a joint together. It just tends to not be the stories that you hear. I appreciate your story tonight, Ember Lee, and thank you for sharing it. 855-450-FREE. James Bond is on the line. You are calling from Missouri. James Bond, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and let you guys know what type of effect you guys are having on people.
Okay.
I started listening to you in 2007, and I grew up in a Republican family. My mom voted straight Republican ticket, and so did my dad.
Mine too.
We went to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night.
Oh, wow.
We were just a hardcore right-wing family. And
yep.
So when I started listening to you, I was, you know, for the war in the Middle East. I listened to Bill O'Reilly, Glenn Beck. I loved Fox News. I thought everybody else was evil. And I voted for Bush in the election previous. I was against gay marriage, heavily against abortion, and now, and was a devout Christian. But now, I understand the free market. I understand what the Fed has done. I also am very against the war in the Middle East. I listen to Free Talk. By the way, I stopped listening to you guys for like 2 years, but somewhere came back. And anyway, I listened
to
you guys.
Was there a show that offended you?
I don't know.
That's happened to me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Back when I was, you know, first listening to you, I wasn't an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys would say things that would really bother me, but anymore, you know, now that I've actually listened to you guys and Penn Teller, and I've read I've read Richard Dawkins, a couple of his books, so at least listen to the audiobooks, and I'm believing in the M theory and things like that a lot more than the Bible anymore.
What's the M theory?
Well, it's just the idea of the multiverse and the idea that the planets all started out like dust and became bigger rocks and then slowly evolved into a planet. And it's just an understanding of how the universe was created rather than just, you know, because it's kind of hard to understand, like, how these things all came about. So I think people just give up and they say, oh, well, I'm just going to believe in God because that just makes sense. And it doesn't actually, though. There's no, I mean, you can't factually disprove God. But you can't factually prove God either. And you can actually find more facts supporting the, and more theories supporting an atheist look at life than you can a life with God.
Well, the funny thing is, I have, over the time span of doing this show, gone from being an atheist to being a panentheist. But if you want to stand by, tell me more about your experience, because I'm curious, you know, what about your parents? How have they accepted your changes? Because you sounded like, you know, the prodigal son for a little while there. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. When rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now, for a limited time, all survival gear purchases are over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. You're in 855-450-FREE is a number. That's 1-855-450-FREE. 3733 joining you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
All right. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy various features. So we give away the Shrine of Female Listeners is one of them. You can, if you are a lady listener, become part of the Shrine. It is the purpose is to show the ladies who listen to the program, who've taken the time to show that they are indeed listeners by validating themselves via photo or video, proving that they're listening to Free Talk Live. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see that. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, I want to clue you into a really useful Bitcoin website. I was just on it today, blockchain.info. If you have not yet been there, you should take a look. They've got a lot of different features, from an online Bitcoin wallet to a lookup to search the blockchain. So, for instance, if you punch in your Bitcoin wallet address on blockchain.info, it'll show you all the transactions that have happened that are associated with that particular key, because everything in the Bitcoin universe, while it can be used anonymously, is public. So it seems counterintuitive, but it's not, actually. It actually allows for total transparency, while at the same time, you can still use it in an anonymous manner. So you can actually take anybody's Bitcoin address, punch it into blockchain.info, and it'll give you the rundown of what has happened with that address. Neat stuff. They also have apps for Android, and if you've got a jailbroken iPhone, you can use their app there as well. And thanks to their fancy encryption techniques, blockchain never has access to your money. In fact, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving. So it's a really unique Bitcoin wallet. You should check it out for yourself. You can actually send Bitcoins via email to your Facebook friends or to anyone's cell phone number in just about every country around the world. All of this costs you nothing. Go to blockchain.info and get started there. Blockchain.info.
That's where my Bitcoin wallet is, at blockchain.info.
Are you keeping everything in there?
I've got two wallets on blockchain, so yes, everything.
I recommend having a wallet that you keep personally on your own personal hardware that you use kind of like as a vault that you could possibly, you know, encrypt.
I'm worried because I can't have nice things and I break all my hardware.
Well, I hope it works out for you. I'm not saying the blockchain's going to go down or that there's some sort of scam going on there, but they're probably the best Bitcoin wallet I've seen online. But if, you know, if something gets disconnected, some sort of server, you know, if their server gets attacked, you know, you might be SOL. So I always issue caution with the idea of using an online wallet. It's your money, so you're fully responsible for how you keep it. If you want to entrust it to somebody else, if you want to entrust all of it to somebody else, that's, you know, kind of putting your eggs all in one basket. I don't know if that's a safe practice.
Yeah.
Something to think about. Let's go to James Bond. He's back with us listening in Missouri. And James Bond, you were telling us a moment ago about your personal story about how you were raised, you know, in an ultra-conservative household, kind of a Bible-thumping, church-going household, go Republican Party. And now 5 years later, you are you consider yourself an atheist. You're on board with the ideas of the free marketplace, and you've had a big transition. You were telling us that there was a period of time for a couple of years where you stopped listening to Free Talk Live, and Johnny Ray had inquired as to, you know, what happened there.
You know, I worked at a plant. I would make bottles for 12 hours every night, and I had nothing to do but stare at the wall. It was, and nobody to talk to. So I would listen to your podcasts every night because they were so long. But when I quit that job, you know, I didn't really have the ability to listen to you again. And
right,
then it wasn't until almost a year ago that I thought, you know, I wonder what those guys are doing, and I just started listening to you again. But it was after I had already become an atheist that I turned you back on.
Hmm.
So, I mean, there were some things, you know, like back then, Bill Maher would offend me. And because, you know, like his religious, anti-religious stuff, I could hardly watch his show. And I think your show, I kind of offended me too. But like I said, you know, it really, honestly, what really pushed me over was Penn Jillette with his book, God No, and his the BS episode about the Bible where he goes through and analyzes it and tells you, you know, this doesn't make sense, this isn't true.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you realize that the people that wrote the Bible lived 140 years after Jesus had died, that's when they were writing this stuff, it doesn't really make any sense. I mean, it's almost like it wasn't even firsthand account. And when you realize that there were a ton of other stories very similar to the Bible story in that area with completely different people that the stories were about, like it's almost like the Bible's just a mashup of all these other religious fables from the
area. There are only so many stories that can be told, and there's, you know, there's always like a similar story told in a number of different ways. And the Bible does link up with a lot of other gods, you know, Jesus and the kind of the factors that surround him are very similar to the other stories that were told, like the pagan religion and things like that, the sun god.
Well, anymore, though, it's easier for me to believe in things like the theories that come, you know, that we have to understand how the earth was created and how people were created. It's easier for me to believe that once I study it than it is for me to believe in this this godly power.
Omnipotent. Either of those would apply. So James Bond, interesting. I'm glad that, you know, you've had a positive experience listening to this program. What do your parents think, though? I mean, by the way, you want to talk about somebody who doesn't know anything about the Bible? I totally botched it up on the way out to the last break. I said the prodigal son. No, the prodigal son was a story. I looked it up because I felt like I was wrong on that one. And the prodigal. Yeah, you probably know the story, right?
Well, actually, you know, I went to Bible studies and I read the Bible all the time and I had to memorize Bible verses. And yeah, I know what you're talking about, the son that goes away for a long time and then comes back and his dad makes a big dinner for him or whatever and the other son feels left out. But it's been a long time.
So, your parents and their thoughts on what's happened?
My mom doesn't really accept it. They know. My dad doesn't like to talk about it, but I still talk. You know, my dad and I, by the way, this is part of the story, I guess, too. Last election when I wrote in Ron Paul, my dad was pissed. He said I was throwing away my vote. He couldn't believe I was doing that. He was just unbelievably pissed. No joke, he's writing in Ron Paul this election.
Uh-huh.
He is hardcore. He was a delegate He was a delegate for Ron Paul. And he hates Romney. He hates the Republican Party now. He's
so do you think you've rubbed off on him?
Oh, yeah. Hard.
Great.
Definitely. He's not an atheist or anything. But,
that's all right.
But he hates Romney.
Either.
He hates Romney. He hates the whole thing. So, and he understands the Fed now, and he understands what they're doing. Because we watched The American Dream, that YouTube video together, and we've read Ron Paul together. I got him into Dan Carlin, too,
and
which, by the way, I heard.
So this, all this change has happened to your dad, and your mom is still just, like, doesn't want to talk about it, right?
No, my mom likes Ron Paul, and she likes all that. But as far as atheism goes,
Mom and Dad are on board with Ron Paul, then that's all that really matters. Yeah. I mean, what does it really matter? I mean, as an atheist, does it really matter to you whether or not your parents become atheists?
What bothers me about religion, and no, it doesn't, not with my parents, but with the future generations in the world, the kids growing up like my kids, it does bother me, them not, you know, believing in a God. And the reason it does is because if you look at all these wars that are caused in this world, and even if you look at all the right-wing crap, it's all religious. Mm. They won't even stop. Like, I've sat down at these groups of people where we sit down and we talk about, and I don't want to use laws to stop religion. I want complete freedom in America.
Yeah.
But it does, you know, I'm not.
But you're right, though. I mean, religion is behind a lot of killing. It's behind a lot of hatred. Organized religion is. And I definitely share your concerns. I think the good news is that over generations, people are becoming less religious. So I think that things are moving in the right direction there. Although, you know, like I said, I'm not even an atheist, but I can relate because I was one for a good decade of my life. Johnny Ray, what about you? Are you a religious man?
I am a religious man, I suppose.
More like spirituality, or like what kind of?
More like if religion is organized, then no, I'm not so much.
Religion
for that.
By default is not organized, right?
Okay.
Religion is just a set of beliefs about the origins of the universe, perhaps.
No, I always thought that religion was the organization.
No, hey, thanks, James Bond. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the story. Glad you got something of benefit out of Free Talk Live. Thank you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to tell us your story as well. We'll continue on this line of questioning here in a moment. You can take control, even in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by naturopath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque-lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts. If you get on the lines now, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the site there. They are free for you, and of course you can interact with them, and you don't have to pay anything. But if you do have some money that you'd like to share with us, we'll take it via Bitcoin and also of cash. So we get the AMP program that you can go to at amp.freetalklive.com. But also, if you have Bitcoins and you want to share some with us, you can go and toss them into the Bitcoin tip jar. Just go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to get our current Bitcoin address. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Another great way to support the show. So 855-450-FREE as we continue here. We'll go back to the religious conversation here in a moment, but I want to get to John listening in Cincinnati to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, John.
Hi. Hey, I think that it was a huge mistake for the United States to go away from the way we used to do things. It's good that we have dictators in certain parts of the world. That way you can manage things. But the thing was, when we had Mubarak there and Gaddafi, yeah, they were corrupt individuals, but they were easily managed.
Now we're hold on. I just want to see if I'm understanding you here. You're saying it's good that there are dictators?
The situation is out of control. At the end of World War II, Yugoslavia was run for about 40-year period by a dictator named Marshal Tito. The minute that he was dead, before his body was even cold, the United Nations broke that country in two because they knew those people would start slaughtering each other about immediately.
So it would be better for the U.S. to have a dictator?
Well, I'm not saying that because we have a constitution that has freedom of religion. There's no freedom of religion in these Muslim countries at all.
That's not necessarily true. It depends on what country we're talking about. To simply loop everybody into the same same set of rules is very ignorant.
Huge mistake to let Mubarak leave Egypt. Huge mistake.
You think that human beings, if they're not in the United States, should live under a dictator?
Yes, if they going to kill each other. Yes, the civil wars, yes.
Well, there was a civil war in this country.
Right, and it was devastating. If you look at it, if you compare it to today's population, you're talking over 2 or 3 million dead. The fact is, the American people would not tolerate that type of carnage now.
So is this the ethnocentric argument that Americans are better than the people in the rest of the world?
No, I'm just saying, if we're going to be involved in those areas, then we have to manage things more properly.
Well, you're involved in those areas? Because I can tell you I'm not. When you say we, do you mean the U.S. federal government?
Well, I'm of the Christian faith. I am not a hard right Christian, but let's face facts.
How did Jesus feel about dictators?
Well, I'm just telling you this.
No. I'm asking you as a Christian.
It would not matter if Israel was a dictatorship. The United States government would support them.
That dodged my question. I'm asking you. You said you're a Christian, so you opened yourself up to a question about Jesus.
That has a lot of things on how we act in the Middle East is due to our Christian faith. That has a lot to do with it.
So would Jesus have supported a dictator?
No. The United States position should be this. If you have a peace treaty with Israel, you have a free ticket to treat your people any way you want.
Your opinions about foreign aid aside, I was asking you about Jesus. You said you were a Christian, and I want to focus on this, because you said that people around the world would be better off with a dictator because the government in the U.S. could control those people better through that dictator, which sounds very unchristian.
That
sounds very unchristian.
No, it's not that. It's to keep those people from killing each other.
Oh, so yeah, you're going to control them for their own good. Because you know what's best, right?
No, the dictator does a better job at controlling things. Look what's happening.
So how many people does the dictator have to kill to make it, like if the dictator needs to start killing people to make sure that people don't kill each other, that's okay with you, right?
It's about managing the situation.
Wow, these are people's lives you're talking about.
I have a customer right now.
Oh, okay. You just go ahead and run away there, John. You have a nice night. Call some other time when you have some time, because I'd really love to talk to you when you're not dodging the relevant question about how you can, on one hand, claim to be a Christian, and on the other hand, say you want people to live under a dictator because you believe that they're going to kill each other otherwise. But if the dictator has to kill a few people to make sure that other people don't kill each other, well, that's fine. It's just about managing the situation. That's sick. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You clearly don't believe this. You know, what he wasn't saying there, to translate what he was saying, those people over there are savages. Those brown savages, they're trying to kill each other and murder and eat and rape each other, and they're just vicious savages. And they need to have another savage, somebody who's in charge of all those savages to stop them from being so savage so we can control them. Would Jesus have said that about his fellow human beings? Okay, so some people might kill each other in the absence of a dictator. Aren't people killing each other with a dictator there? Aren't people likely to have conflict with or without a dictator? Aren't most people not conflict-oriented? Aren't most people just interested in having their life and their family and their loved ones and, you know, the job or the career or the vocation they've chosen, the leisure time that they might be able to eke out in a very poor living that they might be experiencing in a third world country? Aren't most people just looking for the same things that everybody else is? Love, companionship, the next meal, sleep?
Civilization wouldn't be where it was if most people were crazy savages who wanted to kill each other for a scrap of bread or some meat on a bone.
Yeah, we would be spiraling down to the end of any sort of civilization. You're right. And once again, you know, the Jesus question still stands. How can you claim to be a Christian and at the same time support a dictator? And let alone support democracy. That's not that much better. I mean, in theory, you could have a benevolent dictator and an absolutely tyrannical democracy.
Yeah, democracy is just one. You get one arbitrary subset of leaders. In our case, we have politicians and government workers. They're our rulers. They're not necessarily any less smart than a monarch.
Yeah, just because you have 525 pharaohs instead of one pharaoh doesn't make it that much better. And so, again, you know, as I understand it, you know, having been a Christian for a little while, and I think knowing more now about it as an adult than I really did when I was a kid, being, you know, brought up in Sunday school, vacation Bible school, and things like that, as somebody who was a Christian and who understands that at least some of the basic tenets of Christianity and what Jesus taught, I don't think Jesus, who was all about, you know, loving your enemy, turning the other cheek, forgiveness, I don't think he would support dictators. Just don't, you know, hey, call me crazy. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Bob, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hey, Bob.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey.
I got better stuff tonight, not about helicopters.
All right.
Your last caller, I mean, really, do me a favor. Are you still there?
Right here, man.
Yeah. If you believe in God, whatever. If you don't, whatever. Just be a good person and try as best you can. That dude was insane.
Just a control freak, man. Just somebody who thinks he knows how the world should be, and he's willing to use whatever level of force is necessary to attempt to mold it that way. And, you know, what he doesn't understand is that when you try to control others, you only end up finding yourself controlled. Bob,
yeah,
thanks
I'm
for the call.
I'm not sure where he was coming from, but I think that he thinks the people in the Middle East are subhuman.
That's what he was saying without actually coming out and saying it. Let's go to James, listening in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, James.
Hey, how's it going tonight, bro?
Hey, it's going good, but we're short on time, so go quick.
Okay. I just wanted to put something in there about that guy that called in, the Christian and everything, or the caller before last.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of sickens me. I don't get it. My wife's a Muslim from Bosnia, and, you know, I'm an atheist. I can't help it. I just can't believe that any religion can say that my religion's right and your religion's wrong, and, if you don't believe the same thing I believe, then you ain't worth nothing, you know.
But, yeah, sure.
You know, let's just think back to the Christian Serbs that basically destroyed Bosnia, the Muslims, and killed them. You know, dug big pits and put as many people as we can in the holes there and fill them up. And, you know, the good old Christians, they always get on and call in. Then you get a caller like that.
Was it Gandhi who said, I love your Christ, but I don't much care for the Christians? Hey, thanks for the call. I wish we had more time for you, James. We're out of it for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Thanks, Jenny Ray.
Yeah, I had a blast.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.